With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is looking forward to a productive meeting today between President Biden and Chinese President Xi.
President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct, they're straightforward, and President Biden believes that there is no substitute for leader-to-leader, face-to-face diplomacy to manage this complex relationship between the United States and China.
The high-stakes meeting taking place in California. Israeli forces have raided Gaza's largest hospital. Israel says Shifa is a Hamas command post nestled under civilians. The Israeli military says it was carrying out the operation against Hamas at a specified area in the hospital, adding that it was separate from where patients and medical staff are located. Also at SRNnews.com, voting on a tentative contract agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union appears to be too close to call. As tallies at more factories were announced, workers at five large factories who finished voting in the past few days have turned down the four-year and eight-month deal by fairly large margins. Voting is continuing at Ford. The contract was passing overwhelmingly in early voting at Stellantis. Americans cut back on retail spending in October.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.1% last month after increasing by 0.9% in September. October's decline ended six straight months of gains, though the decline was partly driven by falling prices for both gasoline and cars. Excluding sales of gas and autos, retail sales ticked up 0.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow had 82 points, and the NASDAQ is up 54 points. This is SRN News. America losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom on the wane in Nepal. According to a new report from International Christian Concern, Nepal is a difficult place to live for those outside of the Hindu faith. A combination of repressive laws and social norms sideline all minority religious communities. Evangelizing in the country strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years imprisonment and deportation. This is SRN News. It's sentencing day for the mother of a six-year-old Virginia boy. The woman brought her gun to school and shot his teacher, seriously wounding her. Correspondent Julie Walker has the report.
Deja Taylor's son told authorities he got the gun by climbing onto a drawer to reach the top of a dresser and taking that gun from his mother's purse. He was 6 years old at the time and took that gun to school, where he shot teacher Abby Zwerner in her first grade classroom in January. Investigators found marijuana in Taylor's bedroom and evidence of frequent drug use. The federal charges against her for using marijuana while owning a firearm, which is illegal, appear to be relatively rare and come at a time when pot is legal in many states, including Virginia. The mother still faces separate sentencing for felony child neglect. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.